This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The first of many freezer-packed COVID-19 vaccine vials made their way to distribution sites across the United States on Sunday. News cameras caught the trucks leaving the Pfizer facility in the U.S. state of Michigan for the first time on Sunday as the nation's pandemic deaths approached the horrifying new milestone of 300,000. The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, the first to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, is one that health officials hope the American public will embrace. The first of two shots are expected to be given in the coming weeks to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to hold out hope Sunday that he won his re-election bid last month. The president claimed it's not over a day before the Electoral College meets to formally pick Democrat Joe Biden as America's 46th president. President Trump holding on to claims of election fraud, despite dozens of court challenges that have been decided against his claims that he was defrauded of another four-year term. In an interview with media outlet Fox News on Sunday, the president said he won the key battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. State election officials have decided otherwise. However, an electors' meeting in state capitals throughout the country on Monday are expected to confirm the presidential election of Biden. The Electoral College determines U.S. presidential elections, not the national popular vote, although former President Vice President Biden leads there too by more than 7 million votes. Federal and state courts have rejected more than 50 lawsuits by President Trump and his allies. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Parents converged on a secondary school in Nigeria's northwestern Katsina state on Sunday, begging authorities to find hundreds of schoolboys missing or abducted by gunmen. The army had exchanged fire with a gang that reportedly took hundreds of students from the all-boys government science school in Kankara, a spokesman for the president said on Saturday night. But some parents on Sunday said they had heard little more on the fate of their children. Some boys seen by Reuters said they had escaped from the forest where the gunmen took them, but it was not immediately clear how many remained in captivity or what the group wanted. You can read more about this story on VOAnews.com. Security forces in Belarus have detained dozens of people as opposition demonstrators marched and rallied in Minsk and other cities. Protests continue to pressure strongman leader Alexander Lukashenko to make political concessions. Human rights group Vyasna said that nearly 180 people were detained during protests on December 13th, with most of the arrests first reported in Minsk. The demonstrations came as opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya was scheduled to appear at events in Germany as part of her efforts to rally international support for Belarus's beleaguered opposition. The country has been roiled by unprecedented political opposition since early August, when Lukashenko was declared victor of a presidential election that opposition leaders said was flawed. Presidential loyalists in the United States skirmished with anti-Donald Trump demonstrators over the weekend in Washington, D.C., leading to dozens of arrests, several stabbings, and injuries to police officers. Police in Washington said they arrested nearly 30 people for a variety of offenses, from assault to weapons possession and resisting arrests and rioting. The violence broke out after sundown on Saturday. Four men were stabbed around 10 p.m. after a fight downtown, according to police. London and Brussels agreed to go the extra mile in the coming days to try to reach an elusive trade agreement, despite missing their latest deadline to avert a turbulent no-deal exit for Britain and the European Union at the end of the month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the president of the EU's Executive Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, had given negotiators a Sunday deadline to find a way to resolve an impasse on arrangements that would guarantee Britain zero tariff and zero quota access to the EU's single market. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there to read the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.